AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Retailers are using giveaways and big discounts to bring in shoppers on Black Friday. Department stores, shopping malls, and merchants see the day after Thanksgiving as a time to get shoppers into physical stores. Bankrate.com senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says the expectation is for slight sales growth this holiday season.
The National Retail Federation, Deloitte, MasterCard, various sources place the expected holiday sales growth at somewhere around 2 or 3%. So kind of in line with inflation. Growing, but not exceptionally so.
Retailers are even more under the gun to get shoppers in to buy early and in bulk, since there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. Canada's prime minister says President-elect Trump's proposed tariffs would hurt the American consumer.
Canada's leader has a warning about proposed tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that if President-elect Donald Trump follows through on his threat to impose sweeping tariffs on Canadian products, he would be raising prices for Americans and hurting American business. Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if the countries don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across the borders. Talking to reporters, Trudeau said, quote, "Our responsibility is to point out that he would not just be harming Canadians, who work so well with the U.S., but he would actually be raising prices for American citizens as well and hurting American industry and business." I'm Shelley Adler.
It's now six Democratic members of Congress from Connecticut who have been targeted by bomb threats on their home. Senator Chris Murphy and all five House members reported being the subject of such threats Thursday. Police say they found no evidence of explosives on the lawmakers' properties. This is AP News. People are dying from suffocation as they look for food as starvation in Gaza reaches desperate levels.
Two children and a 50-year-old woman were crushed to death Friday as a crowd of Palestinians pushed to get bread at a bakery in the central Gaza town of Deir al-Balah, according to medical officials. Three bodies lay on the hospital floor as a woman mourning the death of her loved ones cries out that they hadn't eaten for 4 days. The flow of food allowed into Gaza by Israel has fallen to nearly its lowest level in the 13 months since Israel's offensive in Gaza began, according to Israeli official figures. UN and aid officials say hunger and desperation are growing among Gaza's population, almost all of which relies on humanitarian aid to survive. Antoine Renard from the World Food Programme.
People cannot cope anymore. There is barely any food coming in while markets are empty.
I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.